What we see in 2018 is another year of a market decline in terrorism globally. This is a four-year trend, which is a good news story, but underneath that large decline in terrorism globally, we do see certain areas that have experienced increases in terrorist activity. Perhaps Afghanistan and Nigeria would be the two most important in terms of just really high levels of terrorism and lethal terrorism disrupting those countries. In the United States, we've seen another year of over 60 terrorist attacks. This is obviously not high by global standards when you compare it to countries like Afghanistan, Nigeria, Iraq, India, the Philippines. But it's the third year in a row that we've had over 60 attacks in the United States, and that really hasn't occurred since 1982, when we've had that number of years of sustained of numbers of that high.
What do you see for the future from based on these numbers?
Terrorism really takes root in locations where there are active conflicts, whether those are internal conflicts or cross-border conflicts. Terrorism feeds off of those conflict zones like a leech, right? It provides manpower, it provides access to weapons, it provides grievances and enemies. And so, unfortunately, we will see continued levels high levels of terrorist violence in conflict zones and fragile states. And that makes everything harder about resolving those conflicts, right? It's another layer of complication that takes a heavy toll on civilians, typically. In the United States, I think we have a very polarized society, and that is lending itself to political polarization and mobilization towards political activism, including violent political activism. And so I think that's a trend that will likely sustain as well.
Okay. And does your research inform you about how the groups that have been the major proponents of terror attacks, does your recent research inform you about their status right now? And if so, tell us about ISIS. Tell us about Al-Qaeda, what you've learned about them.
Certainly. So groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS are really better understood as movements, right? These are constellations of terrorist actors comprised of organizations, comprised of individuals who are inspired by those organizations, and they're global. Last year, the so-called Islamic State conducted attacks in 34 countries around the world. Al-Qaeda, about half that many countries around the world, when you look at it as a movement and not a singular organization in a singular geography like Iraq or Syria.